You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with Corey Brock, who is covering those exciting, intriguing, and interesting Padres, as we have been talking about for several months. Corey, this team seems to be settling in maybe a little bit, and the odd thing is with everything that they did and all the tweaking and all the new things, the pitching seems to be an issue, and that was the one thing that hasn't been an issue, even in their lean years. So what is going on with that?
Yeah, you know, we talked ad nauseum, Allison, about all the offensive upgrades they made in the offseason, and, you know, the offense has been it's been terrific, and it's you know, they're scoring enough runs. That's not a problem. And the lineup is functioning really well, 1 through 8. Will Myers at the top has been good. Kemp, Upton, those guys are producing, driving in runs, hitting for average. But, yeah, you're right. The pitching has sort of been a little, I don't want to say suspect, but maybe underperforming a little bit. And the sample size is still pretty small, but starting pitching has been pretty good. But where they've really been hit hard is in the bullpen, and, you know, through underperformance there and some guys that have really scuffled out of the gate. You know, I was thinking about the other day, we're in the stretch now where Padres have lost 6 of 7, and I'm not sure when the last time I saw Craig Kimbrel in a game. So, you know, I'm having trouble getting him the lead in the ball for the ninth inning here because the guys before him haven't done a very good job. So, yeah, a little surprising in my 8-plus years here. This is a team that's been, you know, largely built on run prevention, pitching, defense. The pitching's been exceptional. You know, I seem to think these guys will be fine in the long run, but at least at the outset of the season, yeah, this is a little surprising.
So from the bullpen guys, some of the relievers that are struggling, I mean, is there anybody specifically who's having a really hard time? Is it anything to be concerned about, or is it just sort of the ebb and flow of how things go?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's Sean Kelly, who they came over in a trade from the Yankees. He scuffled a bit. He's working on some mechanical things. He's on the DL right now. Joaquin Benoit, you know, who was going to be their closer, and then they have, you know, of course, brought in Kimbrel the day before opening day. He's been a setup guy, and, you know, his stuff hasn't played as well as it did a year ago when he was setting up Houston Street, and then, of course, they traded Street, and he became the closer. So, he's scuffled. Yeah, it's several guys, and you know, like I said, you know, a lot of these guys are still kind of settling in and trying to figure out. You know, the early part of the year is you know, you make that transition from spring training, and you know, it takes a while for some guys to kind of find their groove a little bit. But yeah, these guys are being used a lot. You know, the starters haven't been working really past 6 innings that much, so these guys are logging a lot of innings, and it's starting to show up a little bit. And but, you know, they feel like, and I'll say this, Allison, before I get too long-winded here, you know, it's the right mix of guys. It's just, a kind of a performance issue at this point. So I think they still feel very good about the core of guys they have in that bullpen.
Yeah, they seem to be a team that's sort of built to be able to withstand the long, the 6 months of the season, even if there's some hiccups every once in a while for a couple weeks here and there. Let's talk about Ian Kennedy for a second. He had not a good result whatsoever after he missed his first 2 starts of the season, returned from the DL, and gave up 8 earned runs. He says he knows what the problem was. His delivery was off. So what's going on with him?
Yeah, I would seem to think that he's going to be fine moving forward. Yeah, kind of got ambushed there by the Dodgers the other night, his first time off the DL. And, you know, kind of some mechanical things that he's been working on. He went back immediately, you know, right after the start, after he came out of the game, and you know, paired up some video, and it's interesting. A lot of these guys are visual guys, Allison. You know, they there's some cues that they that'll kind of click for them in game that maybe they can get them right, or the pitching coach might say something. But in some cases, you know, these guys need to retreat to that video room and maybe look at a split screen of, you know, maybe last year for Ian. Certainly, you know, pitched very well, and looking at what he was doing mechanically with his shoulders not flying open. Just a few little tweaks here and there, and looking at him when he was going right and looking at him from the start. And I think a lot of things really show up, and it's kind of like that aha moment, you know, in the cartoons, you know, where the light bulb comes on over the head, you know, and just realizes that, yeah, this is what I need to be doing. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine moving forward. I don't think there's really any concerns about his stuff. Just kind of a small slip there at a bad time.
What do you think about the Padres' depth? I was talking to Ken Gernick. We were talking about the Dodgers, and we spent almost the entire time talking about all the injuries and the guys in the DL. These terrible things are happening, and then we're like, and the Dodgers are in first place. They have a considerable amount of depth that can, you know, sort of overcome things. When it comes to the Padres, as the season goes on, what do you think about their depth? Some of the guys that were in spring training that didn't make the team that went down or were reinforcements, do you feel pretty good about what they have in that respect?
Yeah, especially on the position player side. You know, I think they're a little thin in the pitching department. Haven't been hurt much by that. Like we mentioned Kennedy being on a DL, but he came back after the 15 days, and they were able to cover him with Adrisa Despaigne, who's now back as a long reliever. But, you know, I think, yeah, you looked at AAA and you looked at some of the position players who didn't make the team are performing pretty well there. And so I think, you know, that added depth and guys with big league experience. You remember Allison, Brett Wallace, that super prospect from a few years ago with the Blue Jays, with the Astros, and, he's turned the cover off the ball in the Pacific Coast League. And you know how this goes. Throughout the course of a six-month season, you're going to see these guys. But, you know, the Padres have done a pretty good job so far, where all these other teams, it seems like people are popping up with injuries left and right. And, yeah, the Dodgers have been able to sustain that because, you know, they have some real star quality and some good depth. But Padres have really avoided anything in terms of serious injuries in this first month of the season, which – you know, it's kind of been something that's hurt them in the past, underperformance and injuries. And I remember, Allison, we talked right at the start of the season or at the end of spring training about why it was important for them to have a good April. And maybe they didn't have to go out and, go 15-6 or something, but they didn't need to go 6-15. You know, they didn't need to get buried.
Right.
No matter how this month ends up, you know, they're still within, you know, reaching distance of the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, we've seen them a fair amount already, and they're certainly going through the class of the division. But, I think the Padres have done a pretty good job of staying healthy. They're scoring some runs. Yeah, there's been some hiccups on the pitching side. But, as we roll into the month of May, I think they certainly feel a lot better than they have in previous years.
So the one guy I don't think I've ever talked to you about is Jed Jerko, who and basically because he's just a guy who was on the team. He's locked into a contract. He wasn't a new acquisition. There was all kinds of other things going on, and but now he's struggling a little bit. So how concerned are they about him? And they don't really want to send him down. They prefer for him to sort of work out his difficulties with the coaching staff and the people up on the major league level. What do you see happening with him?
Yeah, and it's funny, Allison. We were just talking about depth, and you know, a guy that they projected to sort of be their super utility guy is Yan Solarte. Has really stepped into the role of, playing some second base. He can bounce around the infield, but specifically with Jerko off to a very slow start, he's been playing a lot of second base and has really been producing. So, but then again, when you do that, you take him out of that role you projected him as, and it leaves you a little thin in the different areas. So, yes, in terms of Jerko, they've been working on with him on his swing, shortening it up, having him use all fields. He had some problems last year with the breaking ball away and expanding the strike zone. They want him to get it figured out, and they want him to get it figured out here. And I know he's been working hard with hitting coach Mark Kotze and assistant hitting coach Alonzo Powell on his swing mechanics. And, he's going to play, coming up here for a few days, they're going to face some left-handers, and he's generally fared a lot better against those guys. But, he's got a lot of money left on the contract. They'd like to get him going. This is a guy that's always hit. He hit in the minor leagues. Certainly had the pretty big rookie year a couple years ago. So, in order for them to be successful, they need Jed Jerko to be producing. And, they feel like he could do that here. He could improve here and get everything he needs to do here more so than going to the minor leagues and getting a bunch of at-bats. I think they feel like the quality of instruction he can get here at the big league level is really good, and they want to get him on the right path.
So I want to end this with just your opinion. Of course, Adam Wainwright, as we know, he is out for the season with a torn Achilles, and it's an injury that he suffered running down to first base after hitting. So, of course, this is the kind of the sport where you overreact whenever you possibly can. It keeps us all going. It keeps things interesting throughout the season. So everyone is now calling for the DH to enter the National League. Adam Wainwright has said that is a ridiculous idea, and he doesn't want to see the DH in the National League. What do you think? Do you like the way things are with the two different leagues doing different things, or do you think that everybody should be uniform?
Yeah, no, I like that the two leagues are different in that sense, and that I don't know. I just feel like, and I'm by no means a purist, you know, but I just think that I like the way that and this is someone who grew up watching a lot of American League games in Seattle, covered the Mariners, and really my time here in San Diego starting in 07, kind of learned to really appreciate the National League game, Allison, and just how. Yeah, certainly the pitcher is giving up more often than not. You're giving up an out there. But I think it really forces the manager to do some interesting things from a strategical standpoint. You use your roster a whole lot more in the National League than you do the American League. You use your bench a lot. The bench players in the American League can kind of gather dust for weeks on end between at-bats. But, you know, in the National League, you utilize the whole roster. And I just find that yeah, I find it enjoyable. And I tell you what, you know, if I walked in the clubhouse and I asked each and every one of those Padres starting pitchers if they'd be for the DH in the National League, they'd give you a resounding no. You know, I think these guys love to hit. It's
right.
They have a pretty good group that that can swing it pretty well. I mean, listen, all these guys are good athletes, and most of them, you know, played every position and or whatever, and were position players also when they were in high school or college, and you know, they could they enjoy that aspect, and you know, I don't think it's a good idea to take that away from them. I just feel like it's a little bit more of a complete game, and like I said, from a bigger picture standpoint, and I'm looking at it more so than letting the pitchers hit. I'm just looking at it as utilizing the total roster, more strategic maneuvering for managers in game. I just kind of feel like this is what the game is, and it's nothing against the DH, and by no means should they switch to having their pitchers hit, but I just think it works for the National League.
I agree, and I prefer National League baseball, and I don't like the DH, and I think that we all know that the DH is not going to go away in the American League, and so if they wanted to make it all uniform, there's only one option. The thing that bothers me is that there are so many interleague series being played now, and so many more than ever before, and there's an interleague series every day. And so when you have the last series of the season, if you have an American League team going into a National League city, and the American League team is going for a division race, division title, and they lose their DH, I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's fair anymore, just the way that the schedule works out.
Yeah, and it's, I was talking with A.J. Hinch, the manager of the Astros, certainly, has history here with the Padres, and we were talking about that, and, rightfully so. He doesn't like the idea of his pitchers hitting. And, you know, these guys are all so competitive. And, they're not all going up there looking to bunt runners over. I mean, certainly if there's guys on, they're going to bunt. But, you know, these guys want to take some hacks. And when you do that, Allison, and when you haven't really been training yourself to take a whole lot of batting practice, like I look at the Astros, I'm sure their pitchers hit like once a week in preparation for these games. The other day we had Andrew Kashner take a big cut at a Zach Greinke pitch, and he swung so hard that, you know, he kind of lost his footing and fell down, you know. But, you know, the point is that, you know, boy, you look at this as a manager, and you're just kind of like biting your lip the entire time your pitcher's up there, especially in light of the Wainwright stuff, just thinking, you know, this potentially can lead to an injury, not just with a swing. You know, you think about the oblique and a whole lot of other moving parts, but what happens when these guys get on base? You know, what happens if you're trying to go from first to third on the ball in the gap and your hamstring grabs it? Yeah. So, you know, absolutely I could see both sides of it. But at least in terms of the National League, I say leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm inclined to be there too. I just, I don't know. I don't think it's fair for anybody, any American League team to even have to spend any time hitting with their pitchers hitting in spring training and trying to prepare for things that only happen every once in a while. But we could go on and on and on about this for years, but we only have 12 minutes. So, Corey, thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Great, Allison. Thank you very much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.